Crews will be at work again along the Pretty River Dike Corridor this month, clearing out some of the overgrown shrubs and small trees. The latest work will be done along the section of the Pretty River Dike from Hume Street to Pretty River Parkway, so the trails will be closed in that area. Residents are asked to stay away from the work zones. As crews work to remove this vegetation, residents are reminded to stay well away from Section 4 of the dike, said Dahlia Al-Ali, senior engineer at the Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority, in a news release. Machinery such as wood chippers, chainsaws and excavators will be used and pose a hazard to unauthorized personnel. To get around the machines and crews working, trail users can follow the concrete multi-use pathway, sidewalk, along the Pretty River Parkway or follow Raglan Street as a detour. The Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority, NVCA, has been working with the town of Collingwood since 2021 on a large clean-out of the dike after 20 years of little to no maintenance. Without regular maintenance since the 2000s, the vegetation along the river has grown so thick it's impacting the volume of water that can flow through the dike, increasing the potential for flooding because the vegetation slows the flow of the water, allowing it to rise higher and overflow. The 2-kilometer dike was built in the 1970s to reduce the flooding risks in Collingwood's urban areas. At the time, it was a sparse cement structure. The maintenance work underway will not significantly change the tree canopy over the dike that has grown since it was installed, as large trees will be left in place while small trees and shrubs will be removed to make room at the bottom of the banks for the water. Funds set aside by the town of Collingwood were matched by provincial funding from the Water and Erosion Control Infrastructure Program to cover the costs of the 2024 dike maintenance. When maintained properly, it can protect residents and properties including homes and businesses, the Collingwood Public Library, Collingwood Museum and Central Park from flood waters, states the NVCA news release. To strike a balance between community safety, water quality and habitat protection, ground cover such as grasses and wildflowers will not be removed. These plants are important habitats for pollinators, including monarch butterflies, which are a species of concern. Ground cover is also a great foraging source for many birds. Low shrubs such as dogwood and willows along the edge of the water will not be removed to continue to support fish and wildlife habitat.